Where will Cape Girardeau be in the year 2040? And what will it look like? Answers to those questions have been offered after the Cape Vision 2040 project was approved over the summer. City Planner Ryan Shrimpling came on the program to talk about that.
It was approved on July 8th, and that was by the city's Planning and Zoning Commission.
So with that, the process of getting this off the ground then, what does that look like now that it's been approved after all that? Is it something that's kicked off already, or is this something that is still in the works?
The process really hasn't kicked off, but it starts with the city council. You know, they're the leaders of the community, and they are responsible for kind of guiding any of the initiatives that the city is kind of the leader on. This would be one of them. This is, of course, a community plan, so it involves numerous partners in addition to the city government, but the city is ultimately kind of the shepherd of the plan and responsible for furthering, you know, the goals and objectives that are in it. I presented the plan to the city council at the retreat at the end of July. And so that's where some of them had heard this same information, you know, at the previous retreat, but it was still in process at the time. But after the plan was adopted in early July, then at the council retreat in late July, I was able to give the presentation and talk about, you know, basically the end part of it that hadn't happened yet when I gave the presentation the prior year. But, you know, the city council adopts annual goals. And so this is supposed to be a reference for them and a resource to use for developing their annual goals. So this, you know, this was a multi-year process. It involved substantial input from our citizens, our business owners, our property owners, our, you know, nonprofit organizations, our community service organizations. There was a large constituency that was involved in providing input for this plan. And so for that reason, it serves as a great resource for the city council in developing its goals.
All right. So I'd seen already in researching this beforehand that this has been going on for a couple of years, and I'd read some of the kind of community sourced comments on it and recommendations. Mm-hmm. Was the years leading up to now, to the approval, was that about forming ideas, collecting those, and kind of putting those together in a way that would be a good recommendation, or what has been the look of the formation of this up to now?
Well, the city hired a consultant to kind of help guide us through the process, and so we selected a team comprised of two firms. Tesca Associates was the prime consultant, and Orion Planning and Design was the sub-consultant. So we call them the consultant team, and so they were responsible for helping us develop a public outreach program. And what they proposed and what we ended up implementing was a multi-pronged approach that involved a combination of in-person meetings and activities, as well as various forms of online engagement. So, you know, the in-person took place earlier in the process. It started with interviewing key stakeholder groups in the community. There were over 50 groups that were interviewed by the consultant team, you know, representatives of business and education and community service. It was a very broad group and a good cross-section of the community of stakeholders. So it started with that right at the time that the whole plan process kicked off. And then a couple months after that, we held our first workshop, which was really kind of a visioning workshop. The goal there was to really get ideas from the public as far as, you know, what are your big ideas for Cape Girardeau? You know, this is a long-range plan. It's to extend out for the next 20 years. You know, what would you like to see happen in Cape Girardeau, you know, over the next 20 years? What's your big idea? This first meeting, which was held in you know, November of 2017. And that was the same week that the Parks and Rec Foundation holds its annual Spaghetti Day. And so shortly after that meeting, then they had a booth set up at Spaghetti Day where people could also, you know, write on the board. It was kind of a spaghetti-themed, you know, delicious homemade ideas. You know, what's your delicious homemade ideas for Cape Girardeau? And so people could write on the board, you know, their big ideas. So that information taken with the input that was obtained at the workshop was then, you know, the consultant took all that information and reviewed it and kind of summarized it and then used that to prepare for a second meeting. They called it the Cape to the Future Workshop that was held a couple of months later. And the purpose of that meeting, there were several activities, but one of the main activities was to get a consensus as far as an approach to how the city should grow and develop in the future. And so they presented three different options. You know, the first one was kind of a conventional approach to growth and development, which is, you know, kind of what you hear is suburban sprawl. Essentially, it's outward expansion of the city, you know, annexing more land in, going into the rural areas and developing those and extending more infrastructure out, more roads, more water and sewer infrastructure. So that was the conventional model. The second model or option they presented was called retrofit and redevelopment. And so the retrofit and redevelopment approach really focused on the existing city limits, looking at areas that would be ripe for either infill development or redevelopment. And so really focusing our efforts on improving and developing properties that are already within the city limits, particularly in our existing, in our downtown, in our older neighborhoods, in our older commercial districts. And then the third option was called strategic connections. So that looked at kind of key activity centers within the city and focused on the connections between them, which would, you know, namely be the transportation corridors. So it was focused on how to strengthen the connections between these different activity centers in terms of infrastructure and in terms of appearance, architectural design and landscaping, and how to really enhance those key corridors within the city. So ultimately, the folks that participated in that workshop felt that the retrofit and redevelopment approach would be the most appropriate. That was the one they picked and felt was the most desirable.
You've touched on this with regards to some of those involved and everything. How does it work in terms of getting the people that need to be involved? Because obviously this involves city government, this involves commercial entities and community-led focuses, those sorts of things. So,
right. What you're talking about on the implementation side,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Now that all the plan different, is adopted.
Yeah, all okay. The different ideas and such.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, again, it all starts with the city council. The city is going to, you know, adopt its list of new goals. And then, you know, our city council, of course, meets, you know, twice a month. The meetings are, you know, televised. They're very open to the public. And so, you know, that's really going to be an opportunity, I think, for both the council and the staff, and as well as any partners, you know, that are at those meetings to really talk about, okay, this is something that we want to work on out of this plan. Here's, you know, one of the goals, one of the objectives, you know, that we want to begin working on. And they'll talk about how do we best go about approaching that. You know, do we need to form a committee? Do we need to apply for a grant? Do we need to, you know, approach somebody that may not be a current partner but is a potential partner, and we need to schedule a meeting with them to talk about what we'd like to accomplish and how they can be involved and try to, you know, recruit them, get them on board? Is it something we need to look at, you know, developing a new funding source for, you know? Does it require any type of changes in our staffing at the city? Do we need to bring in another consultant for something else that may require a specialized, you know, knowledge? That's the type of thing, you know. Each of these is on a case-by-case basis as far as how you go about implementing it. So it always starts with discussion. And so, you know, the city council being the leader and responsible for moving the implementation of the plan forward, it really needs to take the lead on that. And, you know, they are able to identify things that they want to get started on. And, of course, citizens, you know, again, this is a community-owned plan. So, you know, if citizens see certain action items in the plan and they want to get started on that, or they really want the council to make that a priority, you know, one of the best ways to do that is to come to a council meeting and to share that, you know, talk about it with the council.
What kind of impact has COVID made?
I guess the one thing I do want to say about this plan, and this is true of any comprehensive plan, is that it needs to be reevaluated periodically. So, for example, you know, the decision to do this plan occurred roughly 10 years after the adoption of the previous plan. Even though that plan was for a 20-year period, you know, we reevaluated midway through that time frame and determined that, hey, you know, a lot has happened since the last plan. It really needs to be expanded and really even, you know, rewritten to reflect the times that we live in now. So even just over a decade, things had changed so much that we determined that we needed to, you know, hire a consultant to do a new plan. So even though, you know, this plan says Cape Vision 2040 and the time frame and everything in here really is specific to this 20-year period, that doesn't mean we're not going to, you know, evaluate it, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, to see, you know, if this is really relevant. You know, as you know, COVID was not something we accounted for, you know, when we started the process, and really after all the public engagement, it didn't exist yet. And so, but that has clearly changed everything, every aspect of our community. And so, you know, we don't know kind of what the long-term impact of the pandemic is going to have on our city and our community and all of our different organizations and the way we, you know, we do things. And so that may be a cause to reevaluate the plan, you know, in maybe a shorter period, maybe 5 years from now. We may need to look and say, you know, hey, is COVID still something that is still, you know, a major factor in how we operate here as a city? And, you know, do we need to really look at updating this plan or looking at it through a different lens because of it?
You've been listening to KRCU's Going Public. I'm Clayton Hester. I've been speaking with Ryan Shrimplin, City Planner of Cape Girardeau, about the project known as Cape Vision 2040, aimed at goals citizens have for the community.